Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, and we're joined now by Orioles catcher, all-star, and now a two-time Gold Glover, Matt Wieters. Matt, congratulations.
Thanks, Brett.
Well, how's it feel?
You know, you never know how it's going to go because there's so many, you know, great catchers in the league, and you know, to be able to win a second Gold Glove, I feel very, very honored and very fortunate. But I think the best part about it is that you get to go in with Adam and JJ and you know, have three Gold Glovers on the same team is pretty special, and especially since you know, JJ is one of those guys who you always feel like you know, gets overlooked a little bit, and for him to get the recognition he deserves is great.
I was really happy for JJ because he's expressed so many times how important that award is for him personally, because I think a lot of times, like catcher, when you're a power-hitting shortstop, the defense kind of gets overlooked, but probably at those two positions and including center field, those three positions, defense is almost always more important than what you bring to the plate every night at those three critical positions.
Yeah, you always want to have a strong team up the middle defensively, and you know, we feel like we're able to have that now, but you know, most importantly is you know, I think it shows more that you know, everybody on this team likes to focus on their defense and continue to improve, because you know, your offense is going to come and go some days, but you can always continue to work and get better at your defense.
When you look at the numbers for a catcher, it's really hard to analytically kind of say what's really important. Obviously, you're great at throwing out runners. You're great at calling a game. I don't know how much that's factored in for the voters when it comes to winning a Gold Glove. You're great at blocking balls. And then I guess the biggest thing is your durability when you play in 134 games behind the plate, not including, of course, the postseason. To you, what stands out about your season defensively?
You know, for me, it's how well the pitchers threw it, and how well, you know, we were able to mesh as the year went on, and just to be able to sort of get a feel for each of the guys, and, you know, having some new guys coming in that I haven't caught before, and, you know, our staff was great, and, you know, we were able to work real well together, and that made a lot of things easier.
For you, how tired do you feel, honestly, after a season comes to an end?
Well, you know, you definitely have a crash period of a couple weeks, and now I've got a brand new 1 month old baby at home that's keeping me up a little bit. And
I was going to ask.
More tired this off season than ever before, but no, it's a good kind of tired. You always want to have that tired where you've had a good long hard season.
Honestly, though, I think a lot of people marvel, and Buck Showalter said this. Buck has managed in a lot of different areas, including, you know, the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Phoenix, Arizona, and he says Baltimore is the hottest place when you consider the amount of games you caught this year, including the postseason, and then including all those extra inning games. I think Adam Jones told me a couple of days ago that it was basically five additional games in addition to the 134 that you caught equivalent-wise. I mean, let's get serious here, Matt. It's a lot of innings behind the plate.
It is, but, you know, when we're playing for something like we were this year, it makes it a lot easier. And, you know, anytime Buck wants to put me in a lineup and feels like I'm going to give us the best chance to win, I'm more than happy to get behind the plate. And, you know, I think that's the thing is when you're pushing for the playoffs, every game you can get in there and try and do what you can to help the team win, it sort of carries you.
Orioles catcher Matt Wieters with us here on WBAL. And, Matt, I do have to tell a quick story. A couple of days ago, last Saturday, at the Showalter's 5K for Kids Peace, you know, it was a dress-up thing for Halloween. The best costume by far, and you can ask Buck this, was someone dressed as you in catching gear, wearing your jersey, and eerily with your goatee, and then a baby, a fake, I guess, a baby doll that he was running the 5K with. It was actually freaky to see. Someone was you as the best costume there.
Yeah, actually, I've got a couple of text message pictures from you know, Mark Kankuses and some of our PR people that were up there, and yeah, it was a pretty good costume. He definitely went all out, I'm assuming he has a kid, and that's why he has a little baby.
What do they call that?
Carrier, but I mean, if he went out and bought one, even more power to him.
Yeah, it was actually pretty freaky. I think it was, you know, maybe Matt Wieters like 10, 15, 20 years in the future as far as the overall look. But even had your sunglasses. I mean, it was really to a T.
Yeah, I like the sunglasses. A little extra added to it.
As far as the baby and wife, how's everything going at home?
Doing good. Trying to get a little bit relaxed, get a semi-normal life for a couple weeks, and then you know, get back ready to go once November, middle of November comes around.
So you get back to the grind in middle of November?
Yep, and just trying to work back into it to where, you know, once you can get Thanksgiving over with, it's full go from there on.
Do you follow the offseason, Matt, the moves the Orioles make? Do you keep tabs, or do you just kind of stay in your own little your zone?
I'll check on it periodically. I'm not going to be going to the website every day and try and see every minute what happens, but I'll definitely check in and see what we've done in the past week or so and just, you know, see, you know, who all we've added.
Well, for you and for Adam Jones, I would say keep that treasure chest open because you guys are kind of accumulating a lot of good hardware these days with All-Stars and Gold Glove Awards and maybe more things to come down the road for you guys. So congratulations. I think the big numbers you pointed out, 3 of the 9 winners in the American League were Baltimore Orioles for Gold Gloves.
Yeah, that's the real special thing to me. And that's what's going to happen when you're going to have put a good ball club on the team. Hopefully we can, you know, get 4 or 5 next year.
Yeah, that would be nice. And maybe even a ring not too far away as well. Orioles catcher Matt Wieters. Matt, congratulations again. Enjoy the start of your offseason.
Thanks, Brett.
That's Matt Wieters. We're back with more next year on WBAL.